Hello?
Yeah.
Gopi's not there yet?
No, not yet. Hello, hi, Brad. It's Clayton.
Mm-hmm, Brad.
Hello, hi, I'm actually on the call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is going to give you a brief overview of our application, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah. So to give you a quick overview, we're a small tech company, and we're making an app to help kind of small businesses like yourself. And so I'm going to go over some of the features, and we want your opinion on what features, you know, you'd like and what would help you in your day-to-day work with your small business. So one of the main features is lead generation. So we'll have a bunch of users, and we'll do a lot of marketing, and we will match people who are in need of a service that you provide. So you're a mechanic, right? So
right.
If they're, you know, this someone needs transmission work and you don't do transmissions, we're not going to match you up. But let's say you do carburetor work, right? We'll match the person requesting that service with you if you provide that service. So we'll qualify the leads before we connect them with you, depending on the service that you provide, as opposed to you just kind of getting calls, random calls, and then you have to discuss and, you know, figure out if you can help them or not, if you can provide a service for them or not. So that's one of the main features. Additionally, we'll have sort of contact management, your client management. So you'll have in the app records of all of your clients, the last time they had service done, and any information about their car, maybe. You know, they have, you know, every car is different. Every car has unique problems, right? So it would be good for you, we believe, to have that information on their car, on your phone, ready at any time. Additionally, we'll do invoicing. So, you know, you can send out estimates, and then you can send out invoices. We'll have credit card processing, payment processing. So, like, I don't know if you've ever used Uber, you can complete the service, and they click pay, and, you know, the money's transferred to you kind of instantly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have reminders and notifications. So if they're coming to you, if they have an appointment with you, they'll get a reminder maybe 15 minutes in advance. You can configure when they get the reminders. Or if you're, you know, doing a service on someone's car and they haven't been in 2 or 3 months, then you can remind them, hey, you're probably in need of, you know, your car's probably in need of servicing. Why don't you give us a call? So in addition to that, we'll have scheduling. So someone calls, hey, can I come in tomorrow at 2? Or bring my car over, or if you're mobile, you know, can you come by at 2? You know, you confirm, it's in your schedule. In the morning, you look at your schedule, and you know exactly what your day is like. And in addition to, if they're coming to you or you're going to them, we'll have kind of GPS mapping, turn-by-turn mapping. So they'll know how to get to you or you'll know how to get to them, and then you'll have kind of an estimate of when they'll arrive. So those are kind of the basic features, and we're looking for additional features beyond that will help you in your day-to-day process. And Clayton's got a bunch of questions he's going to ask you. And hopefully.
Yeah. So, the first question that I have here for you is that when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing, or would you like help with invoicing?
Leads would be nice, and also making you mentioned the communication with the customer a little quicker instead of just everyone calling me and we have to figure out exactly what they want and figure out the pricing, figure out the scheduling. So if the jobs could just be more quicker to the point. Sorry?
Like pre-screened calls? That way you're not interacting with people that can't see this. Okay.
Right, like things that I know I offer for service and stuff.
Okay, and at the moment, how are you currently getting leads?
Leads, it's I advertise through Instagram, Facebook, word of mouth, and Yelp.
Instagram. Okay, you said Yelp. Are you paying anything into Yelp at the moment?
No.
Okay, now, as far as service, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like calls, emails, or text?
Obviously not calls, because if I'm in the middle of a job, it's you don't want to pick up phone calls all the time and interrupt your job, but in between jobs, definitely check text and emails and respond to people within like an hour or two.
Okay. Okay, I pretty much know the answer to this already, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it off to you. That way you can just give me the answer. So we have two options as far as paying for leads. We could either, send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead, or we have a second option to where we can answer the call, book the client, charge them, and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead, which would be more appealing.
That's interesting. Hold on just a moment. Hey.
Yeah.
What house is it? Sorry, guys, just a moment.
No problem.
Right. You're good to go. Thanks. Right. So just the basic cold call. The not screen person for $1 to $5 or the screen person with just a percentage cut. That's interesting. What would these not screen people?
It would be somebody who's looking for a mechanic in your area. They are looking for specific services that you provide in the area that you service. I mean, so they would be somewhat pre-screened. So as you say, if you work on carburetors, but radiators, you would get calls for radiators, but they would be cold call leads. So we have no control on whether they would actually convert into an actual customer or client, but, they would be calls that would be for the service that you provide, as opposed to just, some random person calling you about, that needs, body work done and you don't work on body.
Exactly. But, yeah, between $1 to $5, that sounds really valuable. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. And how are you currently scheduling your clients? Are you using any type of applications?
Scheduling, mostly just using the calendar on my phone.
So just Google?
The Apple app. Even Google right now. Google's pretty
Apple
good.
Calendar?
But I'm just using Apple calendars, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And, okay, let's see. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
Invoicing, I can use Square app if they want official invoices.
All And otherwise, you're getting what, cash and like PayPal payments and things of that sort.
Venmo, exactly anything.
Venmo,
yeah.
Venmo and like Zelle, whatever's convenient for them, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Now, let me ask you this.
Square.
Would you have a
okay,
this quick question? Would you have any interest in a mini CRM, which is a customer relationships management system? And what that does, it actually will keep all of your contacts. It will send out mass messages to your contacts when you're offering promotions. It would also give you a history of all your invoices for that client's history of the work that you've done before for them in the past. And it would actually also track your income. That way, at the end of the year, I'm not sure if you're using QuickBooks or not, you can actually incorporate QuickBooks. That way, you know, you can take care of your taxes at the end of the year.
Mm. Yeah, I do need to look into a CRM.
Yeah, would you be willing to pay like a minimal fee of $10 for a CRM that, you know, was able to function and do all the things that I said? Like I said, it'll keep track of all of your clients, so you know who you service, when you service them, what you did on their car, how much you charge them. And like I said, it just pretty much just organizes your contact list.
And what was that price? $10 for what?
$10 a month, yeah, $10 per month for mini CRM.
Okay. Yeah, you might have, yeah, that sounds pretty fair.
Okay. Okay,
well,
now,
because I could use Excel, just to organize my stuff, organize my contacts and my invoices, and
oh yeah, definitely,
I could
definitely. But,
use
see,
things
what
for free
do
on
the show. What we want to do is we want to save you as much time as possible. So a lot of times, let's just say at the end of the day, if you were using Excel, at the end of the day, you would have to input all that information on our application. You'd be able to do that as you go.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, like I said, and, you know, the point of our application is to save you as much time as possible. That way you can maximize your earning potential.
Yeah, and the math tech, you said, is really valuable as well, keeping everybody involved in my company.
Yeah, and like
the
if customer, you do oil changes and stuff like
work.
That, and you want to, you know, offer a promotion for oil changes,
yeah.
you know how many miles their car has left at, and so you would know after 3,000 miles, hey, let me send this guy a notification because, you know, they're going to need an oil change, so, you know, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now one of the last important questions that I have here for you is that in the event that we were able to create an application that did everything that we discussed, that, you know, you would be able to go on there, get leads whenever you want. You would have the option of getting your leads $1 to $5 per lead, or you would have the option of, you know, I'm too busy right now, I don't have time to schedule anyone. You know, you can, you know, go ahead and take advantage of a commission, give a percentage if you'd like. And then, like I said, your contacts will be managed, and we could also help you with marketing your own business. So you can get assistance on, you know, posting your ads on Facebook, Instagram. You know, we'll be able to help you with all that entire marketing. Now, with that being said, on a monthly basis, what do you think would be a fair price for us to charge service providers after they have trialed our app, liked what they saw, and wanted to move forward?
I'm confused on what the app consists of with buying leads. Is buying leads separate from the flat price?
You can buy leads separately. You can opt in or opt out of anything in the application. Like I said, the main goal for the lead is to, you know, help you maximize your earning potential and want to help you, you know, increase your business between, you know, 20% to 30%. And, you know, just on a monthly basis, how much would that be worth to you if we were able to help you, you know, increase your business and, you know, increase your earning potential?
So the app has scheduling, it has CRM. it has mass text message capabilities.
Yes.
Awesome. And it's an app. Between I would like for it to be like $5 monthly, but maybe even $10 monthly.
Okay, so yeah, so we pretty much have everything you need here. We definitely want to make sure that you paid for your time. We do want to send a check out to you. Who should we make the check out to, and where should we mail it?
Awesome. I texted you my name, Brett Earhart.
Yeah. Yeah, I have your name.
And the address is 3442 Menlo, M-E-N-L-O. Avenue. That's San Diego 92105.
All right, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. And once we're further along in our application process, we'll definitely give you a call. That way we can pick your brain and have you test some things out before we actually roll anything out. So I definitely want to keep an open line of communication, but thank you so much for your time, and your input has been extremely valuable.
All right. No problem, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brett.
Bye.
Bye-bye.